95.3 Bob FM, about 3:30 now on this Tuesday afternoon, and it is time for Voice for Vets. With me today on the phone, my guest, her name is Martina Sternberg. She is with the Military Family Research Institute at Purdue. And good afternoon, Martina. I know you're just keeping so busy. You have so many things going on.
Thank you, Kim. How are you doing today?
Hey, just fine. I know we need to talk about a very important event coming up, the Battle Mind to Home Symposium. Tell us about what this is and why it's so important.
Okay, well, the Battle Mind to Home Symposium is actually a partnership with the Military Family Research Institute at Purdue, which is where I work at MFRI, and also the Department of Labor, and two offices within the Veterans Affairs, so the VA Medical Center, which is Rowtabush in Indianapolis, and the VA Center for Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships, which is housed in Washington, D.C. And really the purpose of this symposium is to reduce community reintegration barriers for returning service members and their families. And just to preface that, I come from a huge military family. I served and retired myself. My daughter's in the military. I have eight nephews that are in the military currently. And I have one nephew who's actually been deployed 5 times. He's been to Iraq and Afghanistan. Well, because we're all, you know, we've all pretty much served in the military, when he came back this last time, everybody sort of knew, you know, that maybe he needed to talk to a counselor. He wasn't sleeping. He, you know, was quick to anger, you know, just different things like that. And because the stigma of a soldier is, you know, you soldier on, it's weak to, you know, need to talk with somebody about issues, things like that, it was really a struggle to get him to even admit there was an issue.
Uh-huh.
Well, one day we were sitting around the kitchen table and the microwave went off and he jumped under the table.
Oh.
And so it was like, it's time for you to go speak with somebody. So he went to a counselor, you know, kicking and screaming, and when he finished, he called and he said, I'm never going again. It took me 45 minutes just to explain acronyms, and, you know, she just really didn't get it, so I'm never going. And if that counselor would have went to something like Battle Mind Symposium, where they would better understand the reintegration challenges and strengths of military folks and the supports that are out there, that may not have been his first and last visit to a counselor. And so that's what we want to do with Battle Mind. We really want to work to increase the community knowledge and partnerships within the community by reaching out to community organizations. And if you just think about anybody that a service member or a veteran or their family might come in contact with in our community on a daily basis, that's who we would invite to attend the Battle Mind Symposium. So this could be anybody from educators, from daycare to college, mental health practitioners, health professionals like doctors or nurses, clergy, you know, people that are in the criminal justice field like policemen or parole officers, military leaders and veteran organizations. And this isn't an all-inclusive list. This is just a short list of people that veterans may come in contact with on a daily basis.
Now, when and where exactly is it going to be? And how can folks, they need to register ahead of time, right?
Definitely, yes. So the Battle Mind to Home Symposium is going to be on the 26th and the 27th of September. It's going to be held at the Marriott East in Indianapolis. We chose that venue because they have a veteran theme, and they actually have a really beautiful fountain that has a veteran sort of story to it. We have to cap it at 400. We had the same thing last year, and 400 people did register, which is fabulous. So logistically, we have to cap registration at 400, which is why we ask people to register in advance. It's free to attend the two-day event. If you live outside of the 60 miles from the Marriott East, we are going to pay for one night's hotel stay. If you're a professional and you need continuing education credits for certification or anything like that, we offer CEUs. Last year, folks got 12 CEUs, which is quite a bit, and you'll get that again this year for free. We're also paying for breakfast and lunch for both days of the symposium as well.
Well, that's great. And like I said, it's very important. So if folks want to be involved in that, they certainly can email you or get on the website at mfri.purdue.edu to click on the events to get all the details. One other thing I want to mention, because this is coming up, I know it's a little ways away, but it's so important, especially if folks want to volunteer and be a part of it again, the stand down that will be happening later on in November.
Okay, sure. So last year was the inaugural stand down. It was the first stand down that we ever had in this area. And there was a lot that went into this coordinating the stand down. We had over 250 veterans and families that we helped for the stand down. Over 100 community organizations participated. And we had over 100 people who volunteered. So it touched at least 500 people in our community. And the community felt so strongly about the success of it that everybody sort of wanted to do it again. So we're working again to hold the stand down. This year it's going to be at the Tippecanoe Fairgrounds. Because so many people were part of it last year, we needed a little more room. It's going to be on the 10th of November, which is actually the day before Veterans Day, 8:30 to 3 o'clock. It's a time not just to help people who may be at risk, homeless or at risk of being homeless. It's also a day to celebrate the sacrifices that veterans and their families have made for our country. So we're going to have live entertainment the whole day. There's going to be food there. We're going to have a wall of honor for veterans and their families to sign. If your veteran isn't with you because maybe they're deployed or maybe they gave the ultimate sacrifice, which was their life for our country, you know, feel free to put their name on the wall of honor so we can respect them and honor them for their service and sacrifice. And AMVETS is actually going to be sponsoring the wall of honor this year. And if anybody's interested in providing resources or services, so maybe they want to go out there and, you know, talk about housing or interviewing or resume writing or, you know, anything that would help somebody who doesn't need a hand out but needs just a hand up, feel free to give us a call and we can get you signed up for that. Also, if you know a veteran or family member who may be benefit from these services, please let them know. And like I said, it really is a celebration of their service. And then Mark Posey, who's with the Sons of the American Legion, is actually hosting a motorcycle ride in October as a fundraiser to raise funds for the stand down. And any funds or any clothing or anything that we have left, we will give to the Mary T. Klinker Veterans Center, which helps veterans that are in crisis all year long.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great thing that you do and everyone that's helping out. So again, the stand down this year at the Tippecanoe County Fairgrounds, that's November 10th. And certainly, Martina, thank you so much for your time today. And again, if folks want to be involved, they can always contact you at 496-3403. And again, we'll talk more about it as it gets closer. And good luck with the Battle Mine to Home Symposium. And again, Martina is with the Military Family Research Institute at Purdue. She was my guest today on Voice for Vets.